Good morning, everyone. We're going to call this Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for December 4th, 2014 to order. If you'd all first stand up, we're going to do a pledge of allegiance, please.
Allegiance.
Put my teeth back in.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Going to go ahead and have the clerk call the roll, although this morning it might be easier if we just shouted out our names and you checked us off, because we but few band of brothers and sisters who are here today. But if Nancy, you'd please call the roll.
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Richard Blatner.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle Gomez.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good. Mary, Ms. Mary E. Graham.
Here.
Here. Mr. Dan Hobby.
Here.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan.
Here.
Commissioner Martin Ferris. Commissioner Michelle Lazaro. Commissioner Michael S. Long.
Here.
Commissioner Reed Mack. Mayor Michael Ryan.
Present.
Mr. Nicholas Steffens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro Chair.
Here.
Switching positions, because we have a little sad but exciting business to do this morning, and that's our certificate of appreciations for service to the Planning Council. As a chair, obviously, it's one of my pleasures, and again, it's also sometimes a little sad. Personally, I have to say, I have been on the council for about 7 or 8 years now, maybe 9, I don't really remember. And I have to, I was thinking about it this morning as I was thinking of these two gentlemen, and I was thinking, you know, there's not one person that I've served with that I haven't liked personally. And I mean that sincerely. We may disagree, may come in from different perspectives, but that's why I think I like this group so much, no matter who comes, who goes. I've always respected everybody. Everybody's come in with their knowledge, their skills, their background, their baggage, everything. And it's been a pleasure. And these two gentlemen are no exception. I want to thank both of them for contributing, not only to their communities and to South Florida, but to the Planning Council. And personally, I've spent time with Commissioner DeBose up there in downtime, talking about family and politics and political strategy on campaigns and who's who in the zoo and all kinds of things. And it's always been a lot of fun. And with Mayor Bacard, I've discussed everything from, again, family, to what the great things that are going on in Coral Springs, to his sister's personal battle and how that's affected the family and frankly, a whole community, and the hard work they do on her behalf. So with that, age or beauty first, and who's who? Gentlemen. Join hands and come on up. And I think if I do them in alphabetical.
Wait a minute, age is here.
And if I do them alphabetical by last name, and I'm just going to read one certificate if you gentlemen don't mind, because they basically say the same. On behalf of the Broward County Commissioners, this is a certificate of appreciation presented to former Mayor Bacard and Commissioner Bobby DeBose in recognition of your dedication to our community and the public service you voluntarily provided to benefit the people of Broward County for serving on the Broward Planning Council. So with that, congratulations, thank you. State Representative DeBose, best wishes.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, thank you.
Oh, congratulations, thank you so much.
Now, if you each would like a word, we will hold these up.
Okay.
And then we'll let you have a word.
Yeah, but they have to be here because there's 9 items, so they have to be here, not knowing.
Hold on.
We're going to move the microphone.
Which ones?
There we go. How are we doing, good?
Brothers from the.
Brothers from the mother.
Okay, I'll be brief. I know you guys have to take care of business. You know, I always tell people, my mother taught me two very important words, and that's thank you. I think it goes a long way. It's definitely been a pleasure serving with all of you. Somewhat bittersweet. I'll still continue to serve in a different capacity, but I thank you for all you do. And I feel like I personally have had an opportunity to really get to know you all. And I tell people, you judge people best by their character. And I can tell you all have a true love for Broward County. And I also want to address the best staff. You guys have done a phenomenal job keeping us on track and, you know, each year you guys continue to do more with less. Hopefully that will change and we can give them more to continue to do more. But just want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure. And my doors in Tallahassee are always open to all of you. And hopefully we can continue to work together and do great things in Broward County.
I'll be much briefer. First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity for being here, and it was a pleasure and an honor truly to serve with such a great group of people. You're truly dedicated to Broward County, and your passion shows through. And for me, it was a great experience, and I'd like to say that it will be a 10 o'clock Thursday morning appointment that I will miss once a month, because I felt like I'm walking away not only with the inspiration that I've received from this group, but made some friends as well. So thank you very much, and continue your great work.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Just real quick, some reappointments. We have school board member Patricia Good, who has been reappointed, and now the other great nice thing about being a chair is to swear in a new member. Normally after we do the swearing in, we do the Chinese fire drill photo op, but because we're not a full class yet, we thought we'd postpone that till the next meeting, so everybody can kind of stay in their seats for this one. And Commissioner, if you would join me up here, we're going to go ahead and swear you in. For all of you who don't know, this is Michelle Gomez, new commissioner for the city of Tamarack. Use my glasses today. It's an eye problem, but anyway. Just repeat after me, and I'll do it.
Thank you.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified.
That I am duly qualified
to hold office.
To hold office.
Under the Constitution.
Under the Constitution.
Of the state of Florida.
Of the state of Florida.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform
the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council.
The duties of as a member of the Broward County Planning Council.
On which I am about to enter.
Of which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Stacey Ritter and the Broward County Commission for appointing me to this great honor. I look forward to working with everybody. I am familiar with some of the members. I look forward to getting to know some of the members I do not know. Looking forward to working with the staff and everybody, and I think it's a great honor, and I'm looking forward to helping. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're moving on to the regular agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Move items C1 through 4, PH 1 through PH 9, understanding Commissioner Blattner needs to recuse himself on two matters, so I'd ask that he make that announcement first and then move the balance of the agenda.
Second. Yes, thank you. I need to recuse myself from PH 4 and PH 8. I have filled out the forms.
Okay.
A family member is a member of the firm representing the applicant.
So we have a motion from Mayor Sturmer, second by Member DeJesus, and with the add-on that Commissioner Blattner is recused from PH 4 and PH 8.
And understanding the approvals are subject to any and all conditions and recommendations from Planning Council staff and acknowledgments thereto with regard to voluntary contributions.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion? Do you please call the roll, Nancy?
Yes, with the
accused.
Yes, with the noted exceptions.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Yes.
Commissioner Michelle Gomez.
Yes.
School Board Member Patricia Good. Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Mr. Dan Hobby.
Yes.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan.
Yes.
Commissioner Martin Kerr. Commissioner Michelle Lazaro. Commissioner Michael Long.
Yes.
Commissioner Rita Mack. Mayor Michael Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Nicholas Steffens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Yes.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Yes. With that, we're going to move on to the R reports, regular agenda reports, council's report. Thank you. Executive Director's report.
Good morning. I just want to briefly welcome Commissioner Gomez to the Planning Council. We had a meeting yesterday to go through your duties on the Planning Council, and I think she's going to be a great addition to the council. Thanks to everyone for coming this morning. I'm sorry that I bothered everyone so early, but I was a little bit concerned about the quorum, so I can assure you that I won't always be emailing you at, you know, 7:30, 7:45 the morning of a meeting. The main thing that I have for just the Executive Director's report is I was just going to give you all a quick update on the Broward Next effort. You know, we talked about it in October, and we were just getting ready to finish the focus area meetings. Now, we've completed those focus area meetings, and we've posted all of the notes from those meetings on the BrowardNext.org website. And the next step in the process is we're actually preparing a survey to send out to our email list and interested parties, ranking the input that we received at those focus area meetings. And that's going to help guide the actual proposed amendments and changes to the land use plan that we see probably starting next summer. So in the interim, we're working on the survey. We're going to be sending out a newsletter in the next couple of weeks, just a one-page kind of informational item. The ad hoc committee, I'm going to be polling them in the next week for a meeting date the end of January. We'll give them we'll have the results of the survey at that point, so we'll let them know how people have prioritized the different topics. And then we're going to actually have a series of meetings in February. The City of Weston has graciously agreed to host a physical meeting as well as a webcast. It'll be in the evening, 6 to 8 p.m., so we'll announce those dates. Then we're going to have a meeting in this chambers, also 6 to 8 p.m., you know, to try and get people that this isn't their everyday job, get people, you know, hopefully more involved. We'll also have a daytime meeting from 2 to 4 for municipal planners and for people who it is their job to kind of review this stuff. So that's what's happening, and I just wanted to give you an update on that.
Thank you. As a reminder, please use your social media or email. Elected officials, if you can make sure not only that your cities are engaged, but if you can host regional meetings at your city location to invite other cities in, that's very, very helpful.
Oh, I should have mentioned, we've also been doing outreach meetings to different organizations. We've been to the Realtors Group, some of the cities. We've been invited to several cities, Smart Growth, Growing Broward, Sustainability Stewards. So we've been going to all these groups, giving an overview of the process and also receiving additional input at those meetings. So I forgot to mention that. And we're available to come to Homeowners Association meetings. Just get in touch with me and we'll find a time.
And we know from working with this month to month that this will shape the future of the county. So what we're trying to do, not that it's going to happen because it never does, but it would be nice at the end of the process if we didn't have anybody complain that they didn't know about it, hadn't heard about it, and I know they will. Been there, done that. But, you know, we're trying to make sure that we've covered every avenue, every aspect, every profession, every resident, and giving everybody the opportunity to participate in the process and really take a look at this stuff. So we appreciate your support. And unless there's anything else, I think it's time to say I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
We wish you a happy holidays and a happy new year because we will not see each other again until January. So I hope you and your families stay safe and enjoy it and have a happy holiday and happy new year.
To you.
Thank you. Stand adjourned.